security of the American people and on freedom-loving people across the globe. In order to restore our security to the fullest extent possible, we exercise the necessary precautions while assessing our nation's transportation systems. Now I am pleased to announce some good news for travelers, for our economy, and for the restoration of America's freedom of mobility. Effective 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time today, the airspace system will reopen to commercial aviation. At this moment, the FAA reports that we have airports starting to reopen across the country. Now, this decision was made after a series of meetings throughout the day, yesterday, and late into Wednesday night with the White House and other cabinet officials, Federal Aviation Administrator Jane Garvey and her great team, aviation industry leaders, as well as intelligence and law enforcement representatives. I must caution everyone that a system as diverse and complex as ours cannot be brought up instantly. And so we will be reopening airports and airlines will be resuming their flights since as they meet the new security measures that we are now imposing. Additional airports will be opened only after they meet the new stringent security measures. Anyone planning on flying today, or not even today, but henceforth, should check with their airlines regarding the level of service and flight schedules, and especially be able to allow plenty of time to deal with the heightened security precautions. As I stated yesterday, safety is always of paramount importance. And in these extraordinary times, we will be vigilant. Therefore, I have ordered a variety of security measures to be instituted at our nation's airports upon reopening to improve the security of our national aviation system. A thorough search and security check of all airports and airplanes will take place before passengers are allowed to board any aircraft. We have discontinued off-airport check-in and curbside check-in at the airport. All passengers will be required to go to the ticket counters to check in. We must reserve boarding areas for passengers only, and only ticketed passengers will be allowed to proceed past airport screeners. And all vehicles near airport terminals will be monitored more closely. We experienced an unprecedented assault on our commercial aviation system. And in times such as these, we will use all available resources to ensure the safety of our travelers. Agents from the Department of Justice and from the Department of Treasury will be deployed to airports across the country. The added presence of these officers will augment our existing heightened security procedures, serving as a visible reminder of our strong commitment to protect the safety of the American people and the traveling public. Again, I strongly urge all passengers to allow plenty of time to deal with the heightened security procedures and also to exercise patience with airport and airline employees and security personnel. Finally, let me say this. From this day forward, we are operating with tightened security. In the weeks and months ahead, We will do all that we can to ensure that the safety of the American aviation system is in place. We will not allow this enemy to win the war by restricting our freedom of mobility. I wish again to express my hope that all Americans will heed the President's call to keep the victims and their families in our prayers and our thoughts as we go about the task of recovering and rebuilding. I will now take questions.
What is the situation now with general aviation, with business aviation, and the cargo carriers?
First of all, the cargo carriers are not being differentiated from the commercial passenger airliners. There are certain requirements being put on them in terms of security and safety measures, but they are back in the air again, effective 11 a.m. On private or general aviation, rather, I will have a little more on that subject later this day. But right now, this is a announcement only as it relates to the commercial and cargo airline.
As of 11 a.m., you can't go out and hop in your Cessna and take off.
No, sir.
Okay.
We're listening to a news conference by the Secretary of Transportation, Norm Mineta.
Some safety experts are saying that the United States is opening their airports too quickly, that some of the security measures are a quick fix and low-level security, and that we should be really looking at a long-term possibility of even federalizing security, arming pilots, training flight attendants with some kind of anti-terrorist combat. Is there any thoughts or any feelings, or have there been discussions on adding more security into the airlines and airports?
Well, I think the part of the question, the implication is the short-term, long-term. What we are trying to do right now is restore to normalcy as well as we can the ability to travel. The President had indicated on Tuesday that he wanted to return life in the United States as fast to what we knew before 8:50 a.m. on Tuesday. And so what we are trying to do is to get back into normalcy by allowing commercial airline travel. Yesterday we said we would allow those continuation flights or flights that were diverted to continue on to their final location. There are other things that have to be done, and one of the ones that is a very high priority is the whole issue of the screening of passengers. Now, do we federalize it? If we federalize it, who's going to be doing the work? Are they civil service employees, or are we just going to be federalizing in the sense that the FAA/DOT is now going to take over the contract? And then are we going to go around and asking for bids from the lowest contractor? So what have we netted then? All we've done is to move it from a low-cost, low-bid contractor at the awarded by an airline at a specific airport to FAA/DOT. That doesn't improve security. So yes, you're right. That whole issue of do we nationalize or federalize passenger screening, that is a longer term issue that we are looking at as we speak. Those other things that you mentioned about other training requirements, those are also issues that are being looked at in the longer term. And yes, we are. So we're trying to do things on a two-phase basis, if I were to characterize it, one to try to get up as soon as we can, and then the other to deal with some of these other issues on a longer-term basis.
The Secretary of Transportation, Norm Mineta, who's just been holding a news conference and had some good news for people who have been stranded in various spots around the country for the last 2 days.